Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. When you begin a wedding officiant practice, one of the most important things you can do is define what your practice does and what it does not do. This may sound simple, but it protects everyone. It protects the bride and groom. It protects the officiant. It protects the families involved. It protects the public witness of Christian marriage ministry. A wedding officiant practice is not merely being available to perform ceremonies. It is an organized ministry expression through which a Christian Leaders Alliance ordained wedding officiant serves couples with biblical conviction, prayerful presence, ceremony preparation, civil awareness, and wise follow-up. That means your practice needs purpose. You should be able to say, in simple language, this is the kind of wedding ministry I offer. For example, you might say, my wedding officiant practice serves brides and grooms who desire a Christ-centered wedding ceremony, clear preparation, prayerful encouragement, and a faithful beginning to covenant marriage. That kind of statement gives clarity. It tells couples that your practice is Christian. It tells them that you care about more than the ceremony moment. It tells them that preparation matters. It also helps you stay clear about your role. A wedding officiant practice may include meeting with the bride and groom, discussing the meaning of Christian marriage, preparing the ceremony, helping with vows and scripture selections, conducting or supporting the rehearsal, officiating the wedding, signing the marriage license according to local requirements, and offering appropriate follow-up. It may also include recommending Christian marriage growth resources, such as public-facing Christian Leaders Institute courses. But your practice does not do everything. You are not automatically a licensed counselor. You are not an attorney. You are not a wedding planner. You are not a therapist. You are not a mediator for severe family conflict. You are not a crisis specialist unless you have separate training and qualifications. This does not make your ministry small. It makes it trustworthy. A faithful officiant knows when to serve, when to slow down, and when to refer. If a couple is dealing with abuse, coercion, serious addiction, severe trauma, unresolved legal conflict, domestic violence, or mental health crisis, the officiant should not pretend that a ceremony meeting can solve the problem. The loving response may be referral to a pastor, counselor, attorney, civil authority, or trained specialist. Role clarity is not cult. It is pastoral wisdom. The bride and groom are embodied souls. They are whole persons before God, bringing spiritual, emotional, relational, physical, family, and practical realities into the wedding process. A clear practice honors that reality. Your purpose statement should answer four questions. Who do I serve? What do I offer? What are my limits? How does this practice witness to biblical marriage? When those questions are answered, couples know what to expect. Churches and venues can understand your ministry. Families are less likely to be confused. You are less likely to overpromise. A clear wedding officiant practice does not need to sound commercialized. It can sound ministry-ready, warm, and dignified. You are not selling a performance. You are serving a covenant moment. You are helping a bride and groom stand before God, witnesses, family, and civil authority with seriousness, joy, and hope. So before building forms, websites, fees, brochures, or workflows, begin with clarity. What does this practice do? What does this practice not do? And how will this practice help couples begin marriage with truth, grace, prayer, and faithful Christian witness? That clarity will become one of the strongest gifts you offer.